The traditional exhibition offers an opportunity to break away from the rules and conventions of formal exhibition design and use your own initiative and instinct for improvisation. Informality is the keynote, but you should never forget that the growing requirements of works remain the same whether they are placed in an installation or in a more formal arrangement. Don't fail to allow artworks their due amount of light, time, and space, or to take into consideration factors such as shade, the ground, and the work's duration. An installation should be informal, but it should not be chaotic. Works may be scattered seemingly at random, but in the end, harmony depends on imaginatively planned combinations. The aim of the installation is to soothe or agitate, refresh or make weary, and revitalize or depress the spirit, but to do so without it appearing to have been achieved by conscious effort. Gertrude Jekyll was an artist before she turned to gardening, and the development of the mixed border, which in time gave rise to the mainly herbaceous border, is largely the result of her sensitivity to colour and form. The choice of work for an exhibition is enormously broad, but many people opt for those which they feel give something of an old-fashioned aura. Hollyhocks, daphne, lavender, delphiniums, aubretias, periwinkle, helenium, primroses, sunflowers, violets, lilies, crocuses, tulips, snowdrops, aconites, narcissi, campanulas, pinks, carnations, phlox, snapdragons, Michaelmas daisies, sweet peas and sweet williams, love lies bleeding, skillers, honesty, fritillarias and so on. For best effect, intersperse these works instead of segregating them as you might do in a more formal bed or border. In time, many will form pleasing clumps, though these will need occasional dividing and repositioning. The more you are aware of their growth habit and blooming times, the more successful will be these massed banks of colour. By growing in abundance in crowded beds, you will, incidentally, keep the weeds down, though you should always try to start off with a well-prepared and thoroughly weeded gallery.